My printer ate the top part of the page, so you can't see what daf it is, so I'll tell you. It's Brachas Yud Beis, Amin Aleph, and Amin Beis. So the first parak, what? First parak of Brachos. Yeah, you can, but nobody else can. See, it's an interesting thing. For basically, the way that it is on a computer right now is that I have two drivers for my printer. One driver can print the whole page, but it can only print one-sided. And the other driver can print both sides, but for some reason, it can't manage to get the whole PDF.
Is it an HP?
Yeah.
And then move to Mac, though.
What?
Move to Mac.
Mac printer?
I don't know if it's the printer, I think. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I actually thought I fixed it tonight, and then I was surprised it didn't get fixed.
So if you go in everyone's houses, everyone's got those little, idiosyncrasies in the house. They have to do one thing.
You have to learn to get around without it.
You did it at Zirchel HaChorban.
Yeah, Zirchel HaChorban, I cut off the Yud
Beis. I have to do it. I have to open the door immediately when I lock it, or else it will lock itself again.
Nice. No, but that's a security. That's a security. That's a feature.
It's a half credit instead of money.
It's a feature.
Michael doesn't lock.
You've got to lock it. Close it.
We've all got
it.
If anybody wants to say
anything
to Michael, welcome to it.
So here we are. This is actually our third sugya in Brachos. That's great. That's fine. And what you have in front of you, by the way, the other sheet is number one. I put some of the words that might be challenging. They're actually just words for food, mostly. If you have a pen, you can write some more in if you want. And then this is the first piece from the Sefer called Eretz HaTzvi, which is written by Rav Shachter, Rav Herschel Shachter. So I actually went through the whole Sefer once, which was really, really gratifying. And you have here a person that kind of, I guess you could say from our world, but a big Gadol BaTorah, and we'll go through the first Siman. It's a short one. It's the shortest one in the book. So we'll go through that after we finish the Gemara. Okay. So we're going to start over here in the middle. You probably can't tell which one is Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, but we're going to be on Amud Aleph. There's two dots in the middle. How do you differentiate between the two sides? Well, one of them says Hadron Alach Me'ematai on the right. We're not on that side. We're on the other side. So that's from the end of the parak.
The first word is say Ella.
Oh, yeah, on the top of the page it says Ella. And in the middle...
So we're starting with Pshita.
We're starting with Pshita, yes. Yeah. Right in the middle. Exactly. Pshita in the middle.
But doesn't it start from Mishnah?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. What do you mean Mishnah?
No. You said this is Brachot.
There's a Mishnah that
was... No. That Mishnah is from the next part.
No, but didn't you say this is Brachot, Daf Bet?
No, Yud Bet.
Oh, Yud Bet.
Okay. Yud Bet. Yud Bet Amin Aleph and Yud Bet Amin Bet.
Could have been this quite.
So, so we're starting from the part that says Pshita. So, just some context, which, well, you don't really need context because the Gemara will give you all the context you need, but we're talking about, actually it's a rarity. At the beginning of Brachos, the first four prakim are supposed to be about tefillah. And here this is a sugya actually about both, about Brachos in general and about tefillah we're going to see. So it's kind of a confluence, kind of a nexus point between the two. So the Gemara is talking about mistakes people make in Brachos. Pshita, it's obvious. It's obvious, everybody knows, that if you pick up a cup of chamra, which is wine, right? Pick up a cup of wine, and you think for some reason that it's beer, shichra, but for some reason you the colors maybe were the same, and you made a mistake, and you thought that it was beer, and therefore you started, when you said, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you were thinking that it was wine, and you thought you were going to end, sorry, you thought it was beard, you thought you were going to end with, Shakol Ne'ebet Varo. And then you realized in the middle of your bracha, that, oh, no, this is wine, and Siyem B'dechamra. And you ended with, Borei Pri Agafen. Is that good, or is that not good? You started off, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that it was beer, thinking you were going to end with shakol niyam b'dvaro, and then all of a sudden in the middle you realize, wait, no, this is wine. I need to switch to bracha, and you said bari pri agafen.
What else can you do?
Everybody says that's fine. Well, I mean, theoretically, you go back and you say the bracha again because you said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam with the wrong kavana, right? So the Gemara says no. That everybody, it's obvious that in such a case, you would make a, you would not have to make another bracha, or you would say, why is it obvious? Okay, we'll have to see why it's obvious. What about a different case, though? Dinami, oh, so why is it obvious? Why is it obvious?
Because otherwise it's a bracha.
You're going to make a shakal.
So you were going to make a shakal, so what?
So you've already said shem amalchus.
No, why don't you have to go back and make another bracha? Why don't you have to go back and say Borei Pirei Gafen again?
Because you said the bracha.
Yeah, so?
First of all, that's an answer in itself, surely.
Surely.
Surely?
Surely.
Thank you.
I love you guys, surely.
No, that's an answer in itself. You said the right words.
You said the right words, but you didn't have the right kavanah.
By the time you reached whatever you knew.
You have kavanah for a bracha?
So you guys think that what's obvious is that you said all the right words. It doesn't really matter that you had the wrong intention at the beginning.
Maybe you're starting with a generic bracha shakol. Now you got something very specific.
No, that's not what you said. You said that.
Oh, I said shakol. Okay. Because you started with the idea of doing something generally that covers all foods, and then you specified it onto the eye.
Excellent. So that's actually the Gemara. That's actually the answer that the Gemara gives. That's the answer the Gemara gives. It says, "Dinami im amar shahakol niyabedvaro yatsa." Because anyways, even if you had ended with shakol niyabedvaro, that would have been fine. Da'atnan al kulam im amar shahakol niyabedvaro yatsa. Because the Gemara is going to say later on, he's going to quote a Mishnah, that anyways, anytime you say shakol niyabedvaro, it's a catch-all. It's not something you're supposed to do lechatchila. You're not supposed to just go around making shakol and everything. But if you did, you would never have to make another bracha.
So if it's all the way around?
What?
Specific.
So then the Gemara says, "Ella hecha de kanakit kasa de shichra biyadei v'kasaver de chamrahu patach ubarich adai de chamra v'siyam de shichra mai." What if you switched it? What if you were actually holding a cup of beer, and you thought that it was wine? So you said Baruch Hashem l'kinim l'chalam, thinking that you were going to end with Borei Pirei Gafen. And then in the middle, you saw, oh, wait, this is wine. And then you said, shakol, sorry, you oh, wait, this is beer. And you said, shakol niyabedvaro. Should that be okay?
Yeah.
So all you guys saying before that, who cares about the kavana, right? Yeah. So it should be fine anyways, right? You made the right bracha in the end. So the Gemara says, mai, what's the halacha? Basar ikar bracha azlinan, or basar chasima azlinan. Do we go after the main part of the bracha? What's the main part of the bracha?
And then.
No, the beginning. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's the ikar part of the bracha. Or do we go after the ending, the seal, which is Shakol Niyabedvaro? Meaning, Shakol Niyabedvaro, Shakol Niyabedvaro, everybody agrees is the correct bracha to make, so if we go with that, it's fine. But apparently, even having the wrong kavana, thinking that you were going to make a different bracha at the end, when you were saying the Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that would not be good. If you had the wrong bracha in mind when you started, that potentially would not be good. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha? Do we go after the beginning of the bracha when you had the wrong intention, or do we go after the ending of the bracha when you had the right intention? That's the Gemara's question. It's going to bring a couple of attempts to prove it. So the first attempt is actually going to be brought from tefillah, instead of from regular brachos. So take a look at this. Tashma. Tashma is always when the Gemara wants to resolve a question, meaning not a contradiction, but a question. Like, we want to know this or that. So Tashma, come in here, let's make some attempts to try to figure this out. Shachris patach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'mariv aravim lo yatza. Patach b'mariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or yatza. What happens if you're sitting there, brichos kriyashma in the morning, and you start with yotzer or, and then you end with Ma'ariv Aravim, meaning you're saying you got the beginning of the bracha correct, but then at the end, instead of saying Yotzer Ma'arot, you said Ma'ariv Aravim, right?
Just those words. You said all the other bits of.
Don't know. We'll talk about the Chasima, right? The ending Baruch Ata Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim, instead of Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Ma'arot. Everybody agrees. Lo Yatza. You didn't even get the ending right. Okay. Patach b'mariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or yatsa. But let's say you started with mariv aravim, right? The beginning part of the bracha of mariv, and then you ended with yotzer amarot. You figured it out in the middle, so you ended with yotzer amarot, yatsa.
You could switch in the middle. I'm trying to think.
That's what they're suggesting.
No, you just hold. You stop. No, if you start him, because there's no bracha.
Problem is, you're not reading that after thing. You know.
Apparently, some people daydream and don't concentrate on the word.
I've never heard of anyone.
This phenomenon is not as rare as we think it is. And what about vice versa? Arvit patach b'mariv aravim, v'sim yotze or. This definitely happens. You get to mariv and you start with mariv aravim, but then you say the wrong yotze or. You spaced out in the middle, and you kind of got confused and you said the wrong chasima. Lo yatza patach b'yotze or v'sim b'mariv aravim yatza. But again, if you started off wrong but you ended it right, then
you're good.
Chalol shel davar, the Gemara says, Hakol holech achar hachatum. Everything goes after the signature of the bracha, after the ending of the bracha. Seems pretty clear.
And then this is even worse because he actually said the wrong thing.
In our case, he didn't say anything. He just made a generic statement of Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech Haolam.
It sounds like intention matters the most, more than words.
Why?
Because of what you just said, that the intention, here the words are completely different at the beginning.
Right.
As opposed to the simple bracha where either way it's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam.
No, but here the key is that you ended with the correct words. That seems to be the key.
By the time you got to the end, you had the right kavanah. Maybe that's what's...
Yeah, but we're ignoring the different words because the kavanah was right.
Only the beginning, the wrong words from the beginning. We're not ignoring the words
that's
at the end. We're only ignoring the words.
That's true, but we could have said, when we were talking about just bracha, we could have said that because the words were the same, therefore it wasn't a problem. But we see that more important than the words is the kavanah, based on the tefillah examples.
Okay, well, let's see how it shakes out.
How is this an example, though, for our case? Because you've got two...
Well, what it establishes is that the ending is the key.
But I'm saying there's a difference because in both of these brachot, the brachot, you know, it starts with the bracha and finishes with the bracha. So you could say, as long as it's Baruch Atah Hashem Amari Varavim, as long as you got that whole unit right and it starts and finish, you're okay.
Very good. So the Gemara says, hey, wait a second, not so fast. So first it's Kolosh al Dabra, Kol Olech Achar Achatum. So then the Gemara says, no. Shani Hatam, the Kamar Baruch Yotzer Amarot, Hani, So Shani Hatam Dekamer Baruch Yotzer Amarot. No, you can't do that because, anyways, at the beginning, right? He said Yotzer Amarot. Do you look at Rashi? Shani Hatam Klomar Dilma Pticha Eina Klum VaAdiktani Yatzal Efiche Chotzer VeChotim Ba Baruch Yotzer Amarot VaIdechatimata Kamar The Yatzal Shakol Ein Shein Chotim Ba Baruch UPtichata Adaita Debori Per Agafen Huyem Adelo Yatzal. As Daniel was saying, when it comes to Tefillah, there's two brachos in each of these cases, right? There's a bracha at the beginning of Birchas Kriyat Shema, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And then there's this long paragraph. And then you end with another bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amarot. So maybe all the Gemara is saying, all this proof is that second bracha, that's the important bracha. It really doesn't matter what you said for the beginning. But when you said Baruch Atah Hashem in that second bracha, the whole time you were thinking the right thing. In other words, this is not a case where you split a bracha in half and you said the first half incorrectly, and you said the second half correctly, and therefore it shows us that saying the second half correctly is right. No, this is two brachos, and if you say the second one correctly, you win. That's not the same thing. Is it clear? The Gemara wants to suggest that those are not similar cases, because there's two brachos in tefillah. There's a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning with a bracha, with its own ending, and then a Baruch Atah Hashem again with Yotzer Amarot at the end of that bracha.
Is it really two brachot there, or is it one long bracha which opens and then closes?
Well, there's a Baruch Atah Hashem with an extra part of it, and then there's a long piece, and then again, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amarot. It's the same thing in Maariv. How does Maariv start? Take out a sitter. Right? You take out a sitter, you open up Maariv. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher B'dvaro Maariv Aravim. V'chachmav Teach Shem Edonai. Then again at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim. So big deal. So maybe all the Gemara is saying is that first Ma'ariv Aravim is not so important. What's important is how you end the last bracha. But that's a far cry from saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvaro. That all we care about is Hakol Nihyeh B'Dvaro. Maybe we care. We always require that your Baruch Atah Hashem has the correct intention. Maybe we always require it.
No, that doesn't make sense with the first half. That's not true then in the first half. Because there's a bracha at the beginning.
So apparently it's the second bracha that's the key.
Right. No, but that's not always the intention has
to be. No, but the first example was okay because the shakol did cover the wine. Anyway.
That's clear. That's undisputed. It's the second case where you said the wrong, you were preparing to say Bori Pri HaGafen when you really were supposed to say Sha'akol. That's the disputed case.
I don't understand what bearing this has on our case at all. Because,
what?
Because the mistake here was what he said. There's no mention about Kavanah in the example that you bring in.
Well, the presumption is that when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer HaMa'arot at the beginning of his bracha, and he was at night, that's his intention is that he's saying
what he said.
Yotzer HaMa'arot, yeah, what he said. And so that's.
But it's a different case because he actually said the wrong thing.
It's even worse.
I know.
Yeah.
So if this was to prove the point, then it would, I suppose, it could help us because that's even worse.
And yet he's still Yotze as long as he gets the ending right. So the Gemara establishes that no, it's not a good proof.
Yeah.
It's not a good proof. But then the Gemara fights back and says, no, wait a second here. It says, Hanicha means what you just said is good, but only according to one side. Right? Whenever you say Hanicha, it means everything you just said is fine, but it only works according to one side of another dispute, and we need it to work for both sides of the dispute. The reason why we're going to need it to work for both sides of the dispute here is because what we're about to cite is an Amoraic Machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan. And Rav and Rav Yochanan have to accept the conclusion of what we've just been citing because it's a Mishnah. So it has to work according to both of them. Otherwise, there's something wrong. So, Hanicha l'Rav, Damar kol bracha shein bahaskaras Hashem, in a bracha shapir. This is going to be a nuanced point, by the way. Rav believes that when we're talking about brachot, the thing that establishes whether or not you said a bracha is whether or not you said Shem Hashem. The most important bracha part of a bracha is Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, so then everything is fine, because here, both Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher B'Dvar Ma'ariv Aravim, and Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMa'ariv Aravim, both of them have Shem Hashem. So you're fine. But what about the other side, Rav Yochanan? El Rav Yochanan, Damar Kol Bracha She'ein Ba Malchus, Ein A Bracha. Ma'ikal Meimar. But Rav Yochanan says, no, the most important part of a bracha, the only way you can have a bracha, a real bracha, is if you mention Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You say Melech HaOlam. That's what establishes the bracha. Where does Elokeinu Melech HaOlam show up in the Ma'ariv part? It shows up in the first bracha. So it's not going to be good enough to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer HaMa'arot and then end with Ma'ariv Aravim at the end, at night, because then your bracha was the first one. It's the first one that's the key. So giving this explanation is not going to work. So you get it out of it, this is called the Shahakol defense. They basically say that, really, it's fine when you say either one, because really all you're saying is that God creates the luminaries, and as long as you mention that, in general, it's kind of a general statement, actually, when you say that Hashem creates the ma'orot, and then everything comes after that is fine. It's like a shahakol, it's like a catch-all. If you look at Rashi over here, no, there is no Rashi, actually. Yeah, no, it's Rashi. If you look at Haki Garcina, Ela Kevan the Amar. So Rashi says, Ela lo tema mishum chatimata yatsa. It's not because of the ending that he's yotze. Ela ptichata nami mal yasi. It's really the beginning that's the key. Velo tivshot minei lechamra v'shichra. And you can't learn from this lechamra v'shichra to legavi brachos arvis v'shachris, because the brachos of arvit and shacharit, who demazilimimimimim, the chipatach bazu v'siyam bazu yatsa. Because starting with one and ending with the other, you can be yotze because they're really the same. He says basically it doesn't really matter when it comes to Ma'ariv and Shachris, because in both of them, what you really mean to say is that God created the sun and the moon and the stars, the heavens and the earth. That's what you really mean to say in either case. Whereas by Borei Pri HaGafen and Shahakol, you're making two distinct claims. That's the Gemara's conclusion. That's why it says. It is strange, but
still true.
Right, exactly. That's the point. Is that it's still true?
Or it's the same theme. It's the relevant theme.
Yeah.
Surely you could also do the surely thing again.
Surely.
It's fine. You could argue at the same time that the kavana isn't there because one belongs to Maariv and one belongs to Shachar.
It's so true, but the point is that both of them are praising God for creating.
Shahakol defense.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Shahakol defense. Now the Gemara makes a different attempt, getting us back to brachos. Tashma, right? Tashma, coming here, another attempt at a proof. Miseifa, from the ending of the Mishnah. Klalo shadavar hakol halach achar hachatum. It says, at the end of that, the Mishnah that we just quoted, which is about Maariv Aravim and Yotzar, it said, as a general rule, we always go after the ending. So we should just be able to learn it straight from there. We don't need anything else besides from that. So the Gemara says, no, that was talking about something else. Had Amra, Klaushadavar Latuye my love Latuye ha. It's coming to include our case. Had Amra lo Latuye Nahama Vatamri. No, this is coming to include the case of bread and tamri and dates, right? Which is a different case. Why is it a different case? So the Gemara says, this is going to sound confusing at first. Hechidami, what are we talking about? Ileme da achal nama v'kasavar da tamri achal. You ate bread and you thought you were eating dates, meaning you picked up something and for some reason you thought that it was dates. Don't know. No, I don't know how they ate these stuff.
They were drunk.
And what do you do? V'kasavar da tamri achal u'patach adayta da tamri v'siyem da nahama. You were holding it, and you started making a bracha on tamarim, and then you all of a sudden realized, wait a second, this is bread. And you said the bracha of hamotzi. So, wait a second. So, hainu ba'ayan, that's our case. Great, if that means that we should go after the chasima, that's perfect. That's our case. You picked up dates, you were going to make a ha'etz, then you ended up making a hamotzi. It's perfect. What's the problem?
You picked up dates or you picked up bread?
You picked, what did it say? You picked up
bread.
No? You picked up bread.
No, sorry, you said dates for bread.
You were going to say ha'eitz.
Yes.
Achal na'ama v'kasabri d'tamri achal. Patach ha'deite d'tamri, you started making ha'eitz. V'siyam d'nama, and then you made a ha'motzi.
I assume you've washed your hands or it wasn't as
bad. It's not relevant. I mean, you should, but it's not relevant for the bracha at least. So, great, and it says that you're yotzei with that. Right? Because you made the right bracha in the end. That's great. Ha'etz is not the right bracha for bread. So you started with the wrong bracha. You made the right bracha. Great. That's the same case as picking up beer, getting ready to say ha'gefen, and then ending up saying shah. It's the same. Ha'inu ba'ayam. That's our question. Great. If that's the case, then we know what the answer is. No. Lo. Tzricha kagon da'achal tamri v'kasavar da'nahama. It's the opposite. He was eating dates, and he thought he was eating bread. And what happened? Achal patach b'dinaham v'siyam etamri. How does this help? He picked up dates. He started to make a hamotzi, thinking that it was bread. And then he finished with the ha'etz. How does this help?
Shahakol defense.
It's going to be the shah. It's a surprising shahakol defense. Da'afiu siyam b'dinaham nami yotza. Because even if he would have made a hamotzi, he would have been yotze.
Are you actually yotze? If you don't eat bread, can you still say
hamotzi? My taima, the tamri nami mezen zaini. Because dates specifically is a form of mazon. But it's not one of the chamisha mine dagen.
No, it's one of the grains.
It seems to be that it's particularly tamri. I think when I checked it up, that's what it was. So it's basically, again, the shahakal defense.
It's not the shahakal defense.
It is. It's not the proper bracha. It's not the proper bracha for tamri. It just works.
Only for dates.
Yeah.
The shakol defense is a very generous thing. If those were dates, it's a pomegranate, it wouldn't work.
Okay, it's a weak shakol defense.
It's a specified.
Okay, it's the special shakol defense. Yeah. It's the shakol defense in the sense that the bracha you made was fine anyways for this case. So what happened here? We had a question. We said, it's obvious that if you pick up a cup of wine and you start to make a shahakol and then you end up making a gefen, everybody knows that that's fine because the shahakol is fine anyways and the gefen is fine. But what happened if you did the opposite? What happened if you picked up beer and you started to make a gefen and then you ended up making a shahakol?
If you go according to the end fixes or whatever else, then you're okay.
Right. If you go according to the Ikar Bracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, so then you're not okay. Okay. So then the Gemara tried to bring three attempted proofs. Two attempted proofs. One, from Davening, from Yotze Or and Mariv Aravim. We threw that out because they said, basically, the Shahakol defense, that Yotze Or Marot is a catch-all, and so is Mariv Aravim, it's a catch-all. So either one, doesn't matter which one you started with, you're going to be Yotze. And then it transferred over to the dates and bread, right? Which in the end, what it said is basically the same thing. We can't conclude anything because the hamotzi would work for dates. So what's the halacha?
We need a proof.
What?
We don't have a proof.
We don't have a proof. It's called an ibaya de lo pshita. It's a question that we have no answer to in the Gemara. Let's continue and then we're going to return to this.
It's so funny, sorry. All of this starts, how do we start? What's the first
one?
Pshita.
Pshita. Pshita. Well, that was the other case, yeah. So let's continue with the Gemara just a little bit more for fun, and then we'll circle around back to this. Amar Rabba Bar Chinen, Saba Mishmei Derav, Kol Shalomar, Emes V'Yatziv Shachris, V'Emes V'Emunah Arvis, Lo Yatza. If you say Shema, but you don't say Emet V'Yatziv in the morning, and you don't say Emet V'Emunah at night, you're not Yotze Yidei Chobato. Saying Shema is not good enough. Because Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emunah covers the Shevach aspect of your davening. And if you don't say that, you're not Yotzei Yerchova. When you daven and you're bowing, so what you're supposed to do is you bow down for Baruch and you get up with Shem Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Amar Shmo, my time, Rav. Why? Tiksiv Hashem Zokef Kufim, because God straightens out the bent. So Meisive, wait a second. Meisive is what kind of question, by the way?
A contradiction.
From a higher power. If it's a Mishnah, it could be from a Pasuk. If it's from a Gemara, it could be from a Mishnah or a Braisa. So Meisive, because this is Rabba Bar Chinana and Rav, they're Amorayim. So now we can just bring from a Mishnah, if we want. Mipnei Shmei Nachasu, Miksiv B'Shmi, Mipnei Shmiksiv. So it's actually from a Pasuk. So it's even better. So it says that when you bow, what was this? When you bow, right, you're supposed to be humbled when you say the name. Mipnei Shmei Nachatu. You're humbled when you say my Shmi, my name. So you should still be bowing down when you say Hashem's name. You shouldn't be getting up. Miksiv b'shmi, mipnei shmiksiv. No. It's mipnei shmiksiv. It's not when you're saying my shame, but before my shame. In other words, Baruch Atah Hashem. You're supposed to be bowing before you say my name. But when you say my name, you can already be up. Okay. Amar le shmo l'chia barav ba'uryen. I'm going to tell you something really nice. The Amar Avucha. I'm going to tell you something your father said. Who's talking here? Shmuel said this to Chia Bar Rav Bar Uryan. So that's Rav, is his father. I'm going to tell you something Rav said. Ha'achi Amar Avucha k'shu korea, korea b'baruch, k'shu zokef, zokef b'shem. Okay, I mean, we knew that already. When he bows, he bowed down in Baruch. And when he got up with Shem. Rav Sheshes kikara kara kechizra, kikazakif, zakif kechiva. This is another halakha that Rav Sheshes is teaching us, that when you bow, you're supposed to bow like a rod, meaning you go straight down like this, and then when you get up like a snake. There are actually differing opinions about this. I think the Minhag Olam is how to get up. How do we get up? Minhag Olam?
Like a snake.
What does it mean to get up like a snake?
Slowly.
Okay, slowly, but what else?
Lift your head first.
So I think most people go like this, right? So I remember learning, I actually never saw it inside, but the Gra apparently holds the opposite. He says you should get up like this. And when you actually look at a snake, I think that's how they get up. No? I've never seen a snake go like this. They get up kind of like head straight the whole time. No? Am I wrong? Never just from the movies I've seen. Just from the movies that I've seen with the snake charmers and whatever.
Never been around.
They don't go like this, right? They don't, you know, the snake
is different to different.
Exactly. I would imagine it's different species, different situations.
Could be. So anyways, though, I think the Minhag Olam is to pick your head up first. And also, yeah, to get up slowly.
Put the head up first because I don't want to see what's going on.
I know, but that's not what they do in the movies. I'm just saying. Let's go a little bit further. V'amar Rav Barachinina Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol hashana kula adam ispalel hakel hakadosh melech oev tzedakah u'mishpat. When we daven during most of the year, what do we say? Hakel hakadosh baruch atah Hashem, hakel hakadosh. And we get up to the bracha of Shiva Shofteinu, we say what? Right. Mishpat, except chutz miasar yamim shebein rosh hashanah yom kippurim, except for the hasar shemit tshuva shemispala hamelach hakadosh vamelach hamishpat. During those days, we don't say that. We say hamelach hakadosh. We say hamelach hamishpat. So this is the source for that. But here, look at this. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Amar afilu Amar akel hakadosh yatsa. Even if you say akel hakadosh instead of hamelach hakadosh, you're yotze. Shneimar vayigba Hashem tzvakot b'mishpat v'akel hakadosh nikdash b'tzedaka. It says both in that pasuk. Emes vayigba Hashem tzvakot b'mishpat elu asar yamim shem rosh hashanah v'ad yom kippurim v'kamar akel hakadosh. The pasuk that refers to the concept of saying hamelach hakadosh also says akel hakadosh. So it's not wrong to say hakel hakadosh.
Don't you have to go back and repeat?
So the Gemara says no. So this Gemara says no. This Gemara says you don't have to go back for akel hakadosh.
That's not how we hold.
So the Gemara continues, "My Haviala, what's the halacha? Do you or don't you?" I'm Rav Yosef, Hakel Hakadosh, Umelach Oeb Stekal Mishpat, Rabba Amar, Amelach Hakadosh, Amelach Hamishpat, Vilchasa Karabba. Okay, that's the Gemara seems to be talking about whether or not you actually switch both, or you only switch one. So the halacha is you switch both. But it seems from the Gemara that you're not supposed to go back for Hakel Hakadosh. But we do, right? That's what we do. So if you look, and the Tosfos is on the side, and then we're going to go back after, but I want to do this first. Hilchos HaKavasei deRabba, Ditzarech lachtom hamelach hakadosh v'hamelach hamishpat, v'im lo amar machzirin oto. So he claims that that's what the Gemara means. That the Gemara is saying both, that you have to say hakel hakadosh, hamelach hakadosh v'hamelach hamishpat, and if you don't, then you go back. Is this how we paskin? No, this is not how we paskin either. He went too far. He said that you have to go back for both hamelach hakadosh and for hamelach hamishpat. We agree with him on the first, but we don't go back for the second. And then he goes even further. And he says that if you miss Zachreinu, you have to go back. That we definitely don't do. Because if you don't say it the way that it's properly supposed to be said, then you're not Yotze. V'chein pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda said that as well. Im safik lo, im amar, im lo amar, machzir maso, kedisa v'yushalmi, if you even have a safik about whether you said it or not, you go back. V'einu yudeim hizker telamatar, v'im lav, kol shloshim yom, b'chatzka shol olam, and then the whole halakha about telamatar, and about saying it for 30 days, right? Perish lo amar, ela kemoshu lamud, ara tash lo amar, kein? Right. So this Tosfos and the Gemara, we don't seem to pass it like this. I remember I gave a shiur a couple of years ago where we traced where our psak comes from. It's not on the daf, obviously, because nobody on the daf actually says what we do. So you have to look in the other Rishonim, and then eventually into the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the proper halacha is, that we go back for Akel HaKadosh. If you say Akel HaKadosh, you go back and say Melech HaKadosh. But Melech HaKadosh Mishpat, we don't go back and say Melech HaMishpat. And Zachareinu and all that stuff, we definitely don't go back for. That's pretty clear. Yes, that's what the Rishonim say. And the Zachreinu stuff is not even mentioned in the Gemara. It's in Masachas Sofrim, which is a Gaonic edition. No, that's Rosh Chodesh, Yalav V'Yavo. Yalav V'Yavo, Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back at night, but you go back during the day. Okay. So now, let's get back to the Ibaya de lo Ibshata, the question that didn't get an answer. If you turn to the first side, there's a Tosos over here that we have to look at. It's the fourth Tosos. It says, Lo Latuye Nahama. You see on the top left side? Let's look at it together. Everybody see it? Okay. It says, Lo Latuye Nahama. This is talking about the bread part. Upiresh Rav Alphas. Who's Rav Alphas? That's the riff. It's very rare that you'll see this because Tosas doesn't usually quote the Rif. The Rif is at the back of the Gemara. He just doesn't usually quote him. But every once in a while, every Tosas on every Masechta is different. Tosas is not like Rashi. Like Rashi, there's one Rashi, and he wrote all the Rashis. There are Masechtas where we have a Perush on Rashi's side, which is not Rashi, but we know that, and we don't call him Rashi. You always call Tosos Tosos, even though Tosos is many people. There's Tosos HaRash, there's Tosos HaRid, there's Tosos Rialavan, there's all kinds of Tosos in. So if it's a later Tosos, sometimes they'll quote the Rif. Even though the Rif lived many years before the Tosos, they didn't get him yet. Upirish in Spain. No. The Rif was before Rashi.
Before Rashi.
Before Rashi. Shortly before Rashi, not much.
And Tosos were in France?
Tosos was all in France, yeah. And Ashkenaz, and Germany, yeah. So, Lola Tzidin Nahama, Upirish of Alphas, Hashta de Loipsha de Bayan Azlinen the Kula, Vafilo Patapachamra, Vasim Beshechayatza. Well, since we don't have an answer, we go Lakula, which means, what does that mean, first of all? That if you do it,
it's okay.
What does that mean, it's okay?
You
don't have to repeat the bracha. And you can eat, right? Why? Why does he decide that way?
Suffik bracha, which is...
Because it's suffik bracha. Because what we're asking is, do you have to go back and make a new bracha? So the Rif says, well, it's pretty simple. If we don't have an answer, we don't go back. Suffik bracha is the hakel. You're not going to say Shem Hashem.
Right.
Yeah. It seems pretty clear. Not everybody agreed. V'ri haya omer l'chumra. Rabbi Yitzchak said, no. We're going to go lechumra. The tzarech levarich pamacharet. He says you have to make a new bracha. Whoa! Why? Why would he say that?
Because it's in vain.
Which one's in vain? You mean the first one?
Yes.
You mean the first one didn't count. But we're in suffik whether it counts or not. So now we suffik. We're going to go back and make a new bracha.
Oh no! Maybe it's. Wait, hold on. What's our case there? Which specific?
We're talking about the bread dates.
We're not really talking about the bread dates. We're talking about the wine and the beer.
So the
bread and the dates, we know what the halacha is.
So we're talking about when he picked up some.
You can make both.
He picked up beer.
Beer.
He started making a hagefen, and then he ended up with the wine. And then he made it. And then he made a shakol in the end.
So the reed must be saying there's no suffix.
What do you mean? There's no suffix.
If he's saying that we have to repeat, then they can't be a suffix.
You're meaning that he's choosing a side in the machlokas?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one option.
And then he's is it the
but based on what? Shouldn't he tell us?
Sorry.
Shouldn't he tell us based on what?
So there's a stop.
Maybe he's still going to.
Huh? No. Yeah. What are you going to say, Daniel?
In the case of the wine. That it didn't count. He started by saying a shakol.
Yeah.
And he finished on the wine.
So if he has no, he started by saying a bray piagafen, and then he said a shakol. Oh, you're talking about the other case. The disputed case is where he picked up beer and he started saying hagafen, and then he said shakol.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the disputed case because hagafen is the wrong bracha.
That does work. So wait, hold on. So he started the bracha with a kavanah of yain, right? But it wasn't yain. And now if he's saying that you have to say it again, that means the shakol he did make the first time wasn't valid, yeah. Right? And that's good. Otherwise he would need to say it again, right? So the first part's important and. Then why is it okay? Hold on.
So you're saying he's taking a side? You're saying he's...
And then... No, it doesn't work. Can you make two brachot on the... Can the two brachot be iconic? Because it's not the date, so that's what it's...
No.
No, it's
the other case. He's taking a side. He's saying the brachot for sure is wrong.
So I'll tell you why I don't think he's taking a side. Number one, because he doesn't explain himself. Number two, because he says the chumra. Meaning, he doesn't say... It doesn't count. He's saying, no, it's a suffix. We're going to go to Chumrah. The Tzarech Levarech Pa'am Acharis. If you look on the side...
There's a big question. How can he go against the principle of suffix?
Good. So as you look on the side, the Gilyon HaShas, which is Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the right side is the first one. See the Gilyon HaShas? You have that?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So the Gilyon HaShas is a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. We've actually discussed this, but we're not going to go deeply into it. It says, V'lo Shayach Hacha... Lomar safik brachot lahakel lakula. We don't say now. We don't say here safik brachos lakula. And he quotes the Magen Avraham who asks this. The Kvarkasev Harasha, it's the Maharsha, the Psachim, Beperish Rashbam, Lohodiacha Kochol, Deloshna Kain Ella Bebrachos HaMitzvah, Da Brachos Einen Matvos. We only say Safik Brachos Lahakel, Lekula, by Brachos HaMitzvos. So, for instance, if you're not sure if you said Brachot Hashem Lekinim Acha Olam, Ashok Adeshanam, Tazav Zivano, Al Netilat Lulav, or Lishay Basukka, or for whatever reason, you're not sure if you're Yotze. In those cases, you don't go back and make a new bracha, you just do the mitzvah. However, you know why you make a new bracha here? Because otherwise you can't drink. It's not a bracha levatala because you can't drink. You need to make a bracha. You can't drink because you're not sure whether you made a bracha, which means that what you're about to do, it could be. The Gemara in Brachos terms eating without making a bracha as gezel, right? Hashamayim shamayim laHashem v'haaretz natan livnei adam. The whole world belongs to God, but once you make a bracha, then you can have access to it.
It's a classic question of what exactly is more machmir and which exactly is more mekil, right? If if you're going to say that the saying Shem Hashem again is machmir, okay, that makes sense from one angle, but we're saying that there's another angle that eating without making a bracha is also machmir.
Right.
If you're competing machmirs, it's hard to figure out in the situation which is more machmir.
Right, but what the Re is saying in the end, which is powerful, is that how do you decide whether something is bracha levatala? If it's not needed, right? So if we say that normally safik bracha is the kula, and therefore, you know what, we don't have to make a new bracha, so then it makes sense that we shouldn't make a new bracha. But if we say here that you're not going to be able to eat unless you make a bracha, so then it's needed, in which case it's not levatala. That's why you're going to make a new bracha. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's not levatala. You're right, it is extra. You may have already made it. It could be redundant. But you don't know, and therefore you can't eat, because it would be stealing, and therefore you have to make a new bracha, and it's not levatala, because you have to make it. And
it's a sunk cost.
Yeah. Now, this is a big deal, because what he's saying is that anytime you have one of these sfeikos, you're going to have to make a new bracha because you can't eat otherwise. This is a big machlokes. We've discussed this before. Shlomo Zalman Aruch doesn't agree. Many of the achronim don't agree. This is a big chakira. When Chazal say that you have to make a bracha before you eat, and if you don't make a bracha, then it's like you're stealing, what do they mean? Because is it stealing on a daraisa level? Definitely not, because there are no brachas midaraisa. There's only one bracha midaraisa, that's Birkat HaMazon. So from a biblical level, I can pick up a piece of food and eat it without making any bracha. So it can't be that it's stealing on a biblical level. It has to be only on a rabbinic level. So the question is, how did the rabbis enact that takana, that you have to make a bracha? Did they say, basically, like what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, that the rabbi said, first, if you take food without making a bracha, you're stealing. Make a bracha so that you can eat the food. Or did they say, you have to make a bracha before you eat the food. Therefore, if you eat without making the bracha, it's like you're stealing. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference? In the first case, they basically said, eating a food without a bracha is stealing. And therefore, anytime you want to eat, you always have to make a bracha. And if you read it the second way, however, basically what they said is, wherever we said you have to make a bracha, eating without making a bracha is stealing. But what if that's correct, right? What happens if you have a suffix? And maybe the rabbi said, if you have a suffix, you don't have to make a bracha. If you don't have to make a bracha, then it's not stealing. Is it clear, or should I say that again? Did the rabbi say that eating without making a bracha is stealing, and therefore you have to make a bracha? Or did they say, we are enacting now that from now on you have to make a bracha when you want to eat, and if you fail to make the bracha, it's like you're stealing. If it's the first way, then you always have to make a bracha, and if it's a suffix, it doesn't help. You still have to answer the question, did you make a bracha on the food? And if you can't say yes, then you can't eat. So you have to make a new bracha. But if it's the second, the rabbi said you have to make a bracha before you eat, so I may say, the rabbi has said that, but if I'm in a suffix case, just like in all suffix derabbanans, I go lekula, so too for brachas. So I don't have to make a bracha on this food, because I may have made it already, I'm a suffix, and therefore it's not stealing.
But I understand this whole stealing,
and I always understood it as sort of conceptual and philosophical. It can't be legally, it can't be classified as legally stealing.
Why not?
Because then you'd be legally stealing long before you ate. Who are you stealing from? You're stealing from God, because you make a bracha. So if I take the food, right, I've taken kinyan on the food, I've taken it into my house, I've put it in front of the table, I've given it to everyone else to eat, surely long before I put it in my mouth, I've stolen it from God. Eating is not a eating is not the kinyan of the food to the truth.
What it says is kol hanena min ha'olam hazeh below bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Kol hanena min ha'olam hazeh below bracha.
I can be nene from food without eating it. I'll put it out for my guests and they come and they eat.
Those forms of hana we don't have a bracha for anyways. You're actually proving the point that it's only for eating. So it's like it's almost like there's only a specific case where the rabbi said that you have to make a bracha. So it almost makes it more sound like the second case. Whatever, that's too deep. But you're right, of course, that it's not a general, regular case of stealing. It's a metaphor that although that may be what's at stake over here, whether or not it's really a metaphor. But anyways, obviously the only hana'a that the rabbis were worried about was eating. Although smelling things without a bracha, that you're supposed to make a bracha for. That would be the same.
But you don't find anywhere that you get the punishment for stealing.
It's hard to apply.
But this is a big halachic shayla. What happens if you are not sure whether you made a bracha on something at all? Right? I can't remember whether I made a bracha. Can I take another bite? So according to one opinion, I have to make a bracha if I want to take another bite. From the other opinion, I don't have to make a bracha at all. I can rely on the fact that I might have made a bracha, and then I can continue eating. There are ways around, right? All the brachas books suggest, okay, go make a bracha on something else. Have somebody else make a bracha for you. Walk outside and then come back in and then make a new bracha. There are ways around it.
Isn't there something that you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto?
That's if you're in the middle of saying a bracha and then you realize, no way, I shouldn't be making a bracha. Are you saying you could say the bracha and then say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed? When do we do this? Most of us, I assume. When you put on your head tefillin, right? You put on your head tefillin and then you say afterwards Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed. Why do we do that? So the Aruch HaShulchan makes up this whole thing that it's for Yaakov Avinu. We're supposed to be reminiscent of Yaakov Avinu saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed. But the real answer is that
it might not
be needed. The Sfaradim don't say it. The Gra doesn't say it, right? But you have to be careful not to say it too quickly. You shouldn't make the bracha and then say it right away, because you might actually end up saying it before you even put on the proper way to do it is you make the bracha, you make the bracha before you're masader the shel rosh, you masader it, and then you make the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed afterwards. It's kind of like wussing out of the bracha, basically. That's how Rav Chaim Brisk saw it. Rav Chaim Brisk thought it was like, what are you doing? You're going to make a bracha, then you're going to make a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed afterwards? You can't do that. So we definitely don't do that in other cases. For some reason, we do it there. Okay. Good. But now, let's get back to our... Let's see if we can finish the Tosis over here. Actually... Yeah. No, if we're going to be able to do it, we have to start now. Okay, let's do Rav Shachter. Take out your Eretz Tzvi. That's the other sheet. So first, everybody knows who Rav Shachter is, right? General? One of the Rosh Yeshiva NYU. One of the Rosh Yeshiva NYU. He's spoken at Ol Ari a few times. Next time he comes, he really should go. He's a fountain of Torah. So, this is his first piece in his first sefer. It says brachos hecha de kanakid kasad shech. This is just a quote from our Gemara. Hecha de kasad nakid kasad shech biyade v'kasav de chamrehu upatuchu barich adayte de chamre v'seim de shechra. This is our case where he thought that it was wine. So he started with bari pira gafen and then he ended up turning it into a shahako because he turned out that it was beer. My baser ikar brachas linan or baser chasima zinan. Do we go after the ikar baruch ata Hashem, which is the hagafen, which is wrong? Or would he go after the chasima, which is shakal niyabadora, which is right? And Tosas brought the riff, who says, we go lekula. You don't have to make a new bracha. Vayin or chayim simin reish tes. The hachi kaim la halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins suffik brachos the hakel. We don't make a new bracha. Does not pass on like the re. We do not make a new bracha. Vayin sham b'prima gadim. The had the kaim la nein chos min b'shnayim. Hainu afila liyikuva. Tim kiven mitchila levayich brachat Hashem alkinim alchalam. Pokeach ervim umatir asurim v'zokev kefufim. De'eno yotzei li yidei bracha achat v'tov latzeit barishona.
So Rabbi Shachter is going to take us on a tour of this topic, this issue, in a bunch of other places. So the first place he takes us, excuse me, is Birchas HaShachar.
What happens if you're saying Birchas HaShachar, and you're up to Pokeach Evrim and Matir Asurim and Zokev Kefufim, and you just kind of, you condense them all together. You decided you're going to go for a threefer, and you put them all together. So if you really had in mind when but what he's suggesting, what he's saying, by the way, is not that you did it on purpose, but rather that you went like, like all those, right? So if at the beginning what you had in mind was, Pokeach Evrim and Matir Asurim and Zokef Kufufim, all three, then, that if that's what you had in mind, any yotze eli de bracha achas, if what you did was you're actually going for a threefer, you're trying to combine them all, then you only get the first one. Why do you only get the first one? Because you don't have. There's no such thing as making a double bracha. You only get one. Therefore, you have to go back and you have to say the other two. That's if you had in mind to do all three at the beginning. If what you had in mind was the second one, Matir Asurim, and instead you said Pokeach Evrim and Matir Asurim, Yatzai Dechovat Berchad Matir Asurim, Af Agav Di Lochatam Rak Pokeach Evrim Haya Yotzei Dechova Ota Bracha Af Shol Kiven Lemitchila V'Seim V'Kata V'Ktzat Tzarchin. So what did he say? So he said that if, however, what you actually had in mind was only to say Matir Asurim, and by accident you said Pokeach Evrim and then Matir Asurim, so what happened? Your Yotzei Matir Asurim and Pokeach Evrim, you have to go back and say it again because you didn't Yotzei with that. You can't be Yotzei both.
You did it already.
But it doesn't matter. You can't be Yotzei both.
It's not what is it? It's that you could have thought that only the first one went up from the previous one, the first one.
Right, exactly.
But if you meant to do, even though he's already said the first one,
it doesn't count.
Right.
It doesn't count because when he meant to say it was Matir Asurim, that's the one that's going to count for him.
And if it was, if he's about to say that, if he said something that came afterwards,
what?
Pokeach Evrim comes before Matir Asurim.
No, the order of themselves did matter. What we're interested in here is the order in which he said it. Okay. No, if he said all three, so then, and he had in mind to say all three, then he's just Yotzi the first one.
First one that he said.
First one that he said.
He said it out of order.
Right. Because it goes by his intention. Actually, it doesn't go by his intention. It goes by what he said. And he can't get the other two. Right? The next part of what he says is that it goes by his intention. That if he said, Pakeach Evrim Matir Asurim, but he only meant to say Matir Asurim, then he gets what he wanted to get. And the other one he doesn't get. But then, just to make the plot even thicker, he says, that's despite the fact that if he had actually said Pokeach Evrim and he had intended to say Matir Asurim and he didn't say Matir Asurim, meaning he made a mistake, and instead of saying Matir Asurim he said Pokeach Evrim, he'd be Yotze Pokeach Evrim. In other words, he wavers back and forth between intention and words. The first point he says is that it's all about the words. But there you could get away with it because really his intention to say all three. Then he clearly says intention because he says Matir Asurim, even though you already said Pokeach Evrim, you're Yotze Matir Asurim. But then he goes back and he says, if you made a mistake and said Pokeach Evrim instead of Matir Asurim, even though you meant to say Matir Asurim, then you're Yotze with that also. So we're kind of in a quandary here. He's trying to get both ends. Right? So now he says, what's going on here? Ubabir Dover Zen Nira Lomar, the Hine Kvar Hikshua Tosus Brachus Sham Bahaki Baya. Tosus wondered, the Mai Kami Bayale, Valo Mitzvah Ein Tzarich Kavana. I don't think we read that part in the Tosfos. It's in the Tosfos there. We didn't read it inside. We should have, maybe. But basically, the question that Tosfos wants to know is as follows. He says, what is this whole question about? Mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavana. When you do a mitzvah, when you put on your tzitzis in the morning, it's enough that you just put them on.
Don't the svarim require all those harenis?
Hareni muchan? Yeah. That's more chasidim, but it's not required. That's the whole point. Actually, the Noda Bihuda, we've done this actually, the Noda Bihuda has a long tshuva where he, because the Noda Bihuda lived during the time of the beginning of chasidut. Like nascent chasidut, like the time of the Baal Shem Tov, which is before chasidut really becomes chasidut. And that's when they started doing the Shem Yichud Kuchabrichus. And he has a whole tshuva lambasting. He says it's ridiculous. First of all, we paskin mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't need to prepare yourself to do a mitzvah. This whole thing is crazy and that you have to do this. And that's why we have brachos. If you're going to prepare, you make a bracha for the mitzvah. And if there's no bracha, then you don't need to prepare. So the bottom line is, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. That's how we paskin. What does that mean? That means that all I have to do when I put on my tzitzis is have in mind that I'm being yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. I don't have to know what the tzitzis means. And I don't have to know, actually, tzitzis is not the best example, but either way, tzitzis is a good example. You don't have to, like, know what you're thinking. So really, it should be good enough to just do the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah, it means that you are intending to do a mitzvah. It doesn't really matter what the inner kavana is. So why do we really care? Why does it matter what he was thinking when he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? To begin with, why does it matter? That's what Tosafot wants to know from Ar Gemara. He says, why does it matter what he's thinking when he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? It doesn't matter. Mitzvah Zayin Tzvichas Kavanah.
Surely if you don't have Kavanah on the Bracha, the problem is not the mitzvah, the problem is the Bracha. It's a Bracha
of the Bracha.
You're not thinking
of
what you're saying.
So Vayin Shambar Rabbeinu Yonah, so Rabbeinu Yonah, in the back of the Gemara, Shekasav Lechalata, Afilu Misha Sover, the mitzvah Zayin Tzvichas Kavanah, Hanimili B'dava Sheish Bo Maisa. That's when you're talking about an act mitzvah. Okay. Like picking up a lulav. The moment you pick up the lulav, you're yotzei the mitzvah, whether or not you like it. But when you're talking about a mitzvah, which is just words, where you're saying something, for sure you need to have kavanah. Like tefillah, for sure you need to have kavanah. Brachos, of course you have to. What's a bracha without kavanah? It can't be anything. That's why Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam matters. End of story, right? End of story, right?
No.
Anytime you have a mitzvah that you just have to say the words, for sure you need kavanah.
What are a mitzvah that you
do? You have to have kavanah to understand the words you're saying and what you mean.
It's not true, though.
Why isn't it true?
Because how many people understand what they're saying in their Twitter?
Akidah is not invalid if you don't have kavanah. Only for the first bracha.
So what about the first bracha?
Okay. What about the other 17, 18?
So maybe your obligation is to say the first bracha.
And then?
Maybe the point is that you don't
have... Are you seeing examples of brachot where you don't have to have kavanah?
So what is it? What do you mean when you say that that only the first bracha you have to have kavanah for?
The question is
We've done the famous Rav Chaim. There's two kinds of kavanah that you can have when you daven. One kavana is, I know that I'm standing before God, and I'm saying words in front of God, and I'm talking to Him. That's the lower form of kavana. Rav Chaim says you need that for all of Shmon Esrei. Then there's another form of kavana where you have to know what you're saying. You have to actually understand the words. He says that's required only for the first bracha. That's the chiluk. Not everybody agrees with him, but that's famous. That's what he says. So, shouldn't you...
Everyone agrees, for example, if you don't understand Hebrew, but you said that
right.
In Hebrew.
Right.
You're clearly not understanding what you're saying. You can still have kavanah.
So Rav Chaim would say, not for the first bracha, that's not good enough. Correct. But you don't even have to go that far. The Bach points out, Vayin Sham Ba'agos HaBach, on the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shetam Alza, he was amazed at this. Misugyas Agamara, Reish Perach Beis Debrachos. In the very next perek, the next daf, on daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, what does the Mishnah say on Daf Yud Gimel Amalav? Haya Korah B'Torah V'Igiyaz Mana Mikra. If you're reading from the Torah and you get to the time of Kriyashma, Im Kivein Libo Yatsa. If you have Kavana, you're Yotzei. The Bach says, Shetzir V'Bayaz Mitzvah Yitzriches Kavana Olo L'Koreyat HaShma V'Liniskaven Latzeit. The Gemara talks about what happens if you say Shema without Kavana. And the dispute of whether or not you need kavana for mitzvot is on that gemara. And, and since we paskin that you don't need kavana, it means that you don't need kavana for that. So how can he say, and that's certainly something that's be'amira, saying shema. Shetzir v'bayis mitzvah yitzrich is kavana olo, l'korei es ha-shema, v'lo niskavan latzeis, harei lehedya, daf mitzvah shel dibur, v'amira, nami shaychach plukta. This whole machlok is about mitzvah tzrich is kavana or not, also applies to shema, which is something that's be'amira. Ubechuvas ben ayamin, kato bebir divir ben yonah, didafka bebracha hu dinistapku, v'lo b'shar mitzvah shalamira. So then, Rav Shachter quotes, he says, no, the saving grace over here is when Rav Ben Yonah said ba'amira, we didn't really mean everything that's ba'amira. He meant specifically brachot. He says, mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, that applies to everything, including tefillah, even, and even according to shema, but it doesn't apply to brachot. Okay. Interesting. Now go to the next part. Ubabir Achiluk Bazeh. He says, to explain this, Chiluk, nearly Alpi Divrei Agamar Brachos. Rav Shachter takes us on a tour to Kafvav Amad Beis. Tanurban and Tavlo Yispal Mincha B'Shabes. What happens if you missed Mincha on Shabbos? You were sleeping. Slept through Mincha. Yispal B'Motzei Shabbos Shtayim Shalchol. You come to the rabbi at Mariv and you say, what should I do? He says, you daven two Shmon Esrays. Now, what's the question going to be?
Which one am I going to say?
What do you mean?
Which Shmon Esrays am I saying?
Okay, so you definitely say the Shalchol, because it doesn't make sense to say Shal Shabbos. Yeah. Right? So, but what's still the question? There's an addition.
It's a new day. It's not the same.
It's true, but we go from tefillah to tefillah, we always do tashlumin. From shacharis to mincha, from mincha to marav, and even from marav to shacharis, we do tashlumin. You can make up your tefillah. So you're going from mincha to marav. I think what you mean is not Shabbos anymore. It's true, it's not Shabbos anymore.
I thought you could do it with marav to shacharis, and
you can do them all.
To
you can do them all. No, you can do them all. We do them all. That's a gemara right there. It's on that daf where it talks about that. You just can't do from Musaf. You can't do from Musaf to that either. So what do we say? There's an addition. There's an addition.
Yeah.
And Motzei Shabbos.
So you say that twice.
Which is the
so Atachonatanu, right? Atachonatanu. What do you do about Atachonatanu?
You
don't say it once. So the Gemara says, Mispal Motzei Shabbos Shayim Shalchol, Mavdil Barishona, Veino Mavdil Bashniya. When you get up to Atachonen, so Atachonatana, the extra part that you say on Motzei Shabbos, you say it in the first tefillah, meaning that your first tefillah is Mariv, and your second tefillah is the Mincha, is the makeup for Mincha. What happens if you switch? Im hivdil bashniya, velo hivdil barishona. Then what happens? Shniya altalo, rishona lo altalo. Uh-oh. You get the second, but you didn't get the first.
So we're going to do it again?
Yeah.
We don't do that.
We do.
If you forget,
you don't have to go back. So the Gemara says, I don't understand it. The Gemara says, I don't understand that. Lemeber de keva de lo avdil bekamaita kaman de lo tzalidami. Umadrin, like, what? Because he didn't say atachon etanu in the first one, he has to do it again, but that doesn't make any sense because, Mark, Uraminu, what kind of question is Uraminu? Contradiction from the second, same level. Uraminu, even if you would have forgotten completely Atachon Atanu, you wouldn't need to repeat it. So it doesn't make any sense. Because I didn't say Atachon Atanu in the first one, and I said in the second one, so now I have to repeat another one, because my first one didn't count. But even if I had said only one, but the second one is valid, it says. The second one becomes valid. The second one is your Mariv. And apparently the first one was your nothing.
You're saying the first one is Mariv because it doesn't matter if you left it out. The second one would be invalid.
No, the Gemara says Shnia Altalo. The Gemara says Shnia Altalo. The second one works and the first one doesn't. If it would have just said one of them works...
Hold on. You don't have to repeat it if you leave it out.
We're saying that's a problem. We're saying that's a problem.
If you don't mean for regular...
No, the Gemara says the second one counts and the first one doesn't. Then the Gemara asks a question, says, but that doesn't make any sense because the first one would count even if you only had to say one Shmoneh Esrei, it would count. So how can you say that?
Because
Maybe it's only the
we do say that, but how can we say that?
Because the tnai is that you have to.
So have so the answer is mibnei she yachal omra alakos. That's by the way why the reason why we don't repeat if we forget it is because we're going to say havdalah afterwards anyways. And the gemara ends kasha, no answer. Gemara doesn't know. Why is it that the first one doesn't count? So usually when the gemara ends with kasha, so what does that mean? We don't have an answer. It's like anybody the lipshita. It's basically the same thing. It's not here because the gemara is clear about the halacha. The halacha is clear, but we don't have an answer to the uriminhu. I've told you before. If you have a meitive, if you don't answer the meitive, what happens? It's called a tiyufta. You lose because a meitive is from a higher power. If you have a question that you can't answer from a higher power, then you lose. But if you have an uriminhu, that means it's a contradiction. We can't resolve the contradiction. So normally we like to resolve the contradiction, but if we can't, so okay, so kasha.
But it's not even trying to resolve the contradiction. It's more or less, where does this halacha come from? Who is the
halacha? How does there are two parallel halachot from the same level, and they can't think of a good resolution for both of them. Usually the Gemara is very creative. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. It's not creative. It doesn't
they're stuck. They don't understand why. So you know what? In a very rare moment. In a very rare moment, the Rishonim actually make an attempt. Usually this doesn't happen, but I've seen the Rashba, the Ritva, they do this. The Rashba actually gives it a shot.
That's it. Just one with, isn't the problem that once he's already, he said the first Amida,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that one either, so what we're saying, never counted in the first, it never counted in
it
the
doesn't end up counting at all.
Because, or is it that, it, and if, sorry, oh, this is a what if question, but, and if the second time he said it, he wouldn't have said it with the Atzach on Antana or whatever else. Would that have been okay?
It seems like it, yeah, for sure.
That, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the fact that I've said a second one and put the extra bracha in it,
yeah, means,
right, means that I've now made the first one that would have been all right, pasal or whatever.
Why? How did you do that?
Right? Because I had the kavana when I said it, when I added the Atzach on Antana or whatever the next time.
You had the kavana that.
So I had the kavana that this was the Marif.
Marif, which means that the other one is.
The first one couldn't have counted.
So look at the Rashba. So Vayin Sham Berashba Dafagav the Salka Bekusha. Even though, look at this, even though it ends with the Kusha, the Gemara ends with the Kasha, came into the Salka Betiyufta, like I told you, since it doesn't end up with the Tiyufta, Lo Matchin and Machmat Kach. The halacha is not overturned, as I told you before, because there's no reason to overturn it, it's just a contradiction. Vikalim Eimar Dahavi Taima. And the Rashba says, I'll tell you the reason what's going on over here. The cave in the Avdil Bishniya. Galidate de Rishonat Salia Daida de Tashlumen Vishniya Mishum Chovato. What ends up happening is what Daniel said. That, when he says Atachon Etanu in the second one, it means that that is his Chovah, right? That's Mariv. Chovah, Mariv is your Chovah. And this first one is Tashlumin. Rishon Etzali Adayt Et Tashlumin, which is your Mincha. Ushnia Mishum Chovato, which is your Mariv. V'loi Bailak Dumi Tashlumin Shal Chovat Yom. But you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put your Tashlumin before your Chovah. Therefore, the second one works for your chova, and the first one goes out the window.
But that's not what he meant.
What? Who meant? The Rashba says that's what's going on.
Well, normally when you forget something, right, you forgot it.
Oh, what he meant?
You were doing Marit, and you're trying to, and then you're playing catch up, right? But then you realize that you forgot to say at a Valentine or whatever else, and so you stick it the next time, right?
No, that's
what he's doing.
Right, you may be, yeah, you're right. I mean, you could just as well be thinking, I'll make up the first.
But he can't say Atochan Etanu in his Mincha. Does it make sense?
An example that it was.
What about Kavana then?
What do you mean? What about Kavana?
So what happens if he meant to say the first one is Mincha, right?
Right.
Sorry, meant to say it as Mariv.
As Mariv.
He just forgot the Atochan.
The point is that in halacha, you're right. In halacha, it's very hard to figure out when a person, you know, what a person means. But when you have an indication, and the indication here is that he said Atachon Etanu in the second one, that means he's making his second one Mariv. That's a pretty strong thing to go on.
He didn't forget it. I just read it. He didn't forget it.
He said it in the second one. It's Galidate.
So
he's revealing that his second one is his Mariv.
So the first one is irrelevant.
The first one becomes Mincha, which you're not allowed to do.
What?
That the first one becomes Levatana.
Levatala. It pretty much is Levatala.
But Rav, when he had the Kavanah to say the first one is Mari, let's say, and he left it out, And he took like 3 steps back.
You mean he came to the rabbi and he said, listen, Rabbi, I meant to say Mari first, then I forgot.
And he knew what he was going to do. And he said Mari, but he took 3 steps back and ended, the soft tefillah.
Yeah.
And then he started saying the next prayer.
It's Gali Dati Amafreya. So it's the Mafreya. So it goes backwards. So it says, no, well, now you said that Tochan Adana. That means that when you meant the first time, that you must have meant Mincha.
No, I didn't. I meant Mari. It sounds like.
When the Rashba says Gali Date, what he means is that.
It's actually relevant, but either way, it's going to work out. You haven't done Mincha.
Yeah.
He does afterwards.
It sounds like he didn't.
You could say it.
Forget to say it.
I don't think that's what he means, but you could say it.
He intended not to say it.
Do the mincha. I'll make up for mincha that I just missed. I'll do it first, then I'll do
mine. Why isn't tashlumim first? There's logic for tashlumim to be first.
No, the chova goes first, and then tashlumim.
I understand, but there is logic why tashlumim should be first, because you first of all you make up what you missed, and now you do what you have to do.
No, because the making up is actually a gift to you. You're not really supposed to be able to make it up. The chova is, I'll tell you, in technical terms, korbanos you can't make up. Right? The tefillah, we know, has two aspects to it. So the Gemara in Kavav over there has an aspect of korban and has an aspect of rachamim that we learn from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, of davening, of tefillah, of rachamim, of petition, of begging. The aspect of tashlumin is only related to rachamim. Because korbanos, you can't make up. Batal yomo, batal korbano. You can't make korbanos up. So when you're allowed to do tashlumin, that's only because of the rachamim aspect of it. So right now, you get to Marav and you have, let's put it in these terms. I'm making it up, but let's put it in these terms. You have the rachamim aspect and the korban aspect of Marav. And then you have the rachamim aspect of Mincha. Right. So.
You do the first one. So it sounds like the case here is not he forgot to say it, but he intended not to say it.
That's what the Rashba makes it sound like. He says that's the best we can do to figure out what exactly the person is doing.
He intended to state it to Tashlumin first, and then therefore it doesn't work.
Right.
Then he does Mari, now he's done the Chovah.
Exactly.
Now he's going to do Tashlumin.
Exactly. Now, why does this matter? It says, "Klomar deheyos v'kol tefillah shoshmona esrei nuschat and shave." All the brachos in shmona esrei are equal. Da'atachon atanu inim akevet shereichol la'omer alakos. You don't have to say atachon atanu. Hakoveh l'shem atfilah im shachris mincha mariv. What establishes whether or not something is shachris mincha mariv? Because you can't tell when something is shachris mincha mariv. They're all the same, right? Shachris mincha mariv. There's no difference between the tefillah. So that's true. That's a valid point. If you were in Shacharis, right, and you said Shalom Rav, but you wouldn't. Anyways, you would say Sim Shalom either way. If you miss Marav and you take 2 Shacharises, you would say Sim Shalom either way. Mm-hmm. So Ainu Kavanas Agavra Misma. So he says, what determines what you're davening right now? Whether what you're davening is a makeup for Mincha or whether it's a Marav, Kavanas Agavra. Actually, your Kavana. She'im Kivein L'Shem Tashlumi Mincha. I know, Michael, you're going to say this sounds backwards. What he's actually saying is that it is the kavana that establishes. But the Rashba says the only insight we have into his kavana is what he said. In other words, the moment he said Atachon Etanu in the second tefillah, that meant that his kavana was, this is Mariv, and the one I said before was Mincha. So that's what the Rashba thinks.
Because if he made a mistake in the second one to add the...
What do you mean he made a mistake?
He didn't know what to do at the second. He didn't know what to do. But his mind is like sealed.
The Rashba is saying that was on purpose. He said Atachon Etanu in the second on purpose.
That's
so that's what he's saying. He's saying that's the only thing we can really glean from the fact that he did it.
That's the Rashba's attempt to solve it. He's saying, the only way to solve it is this guy, this is how it works. He doubled Tashlumin first, intentionally. Then he doubled my afterwards.
What would you do on, Motzei Rosh Chodesh? You missed Mincha?
You don't say Yalev Yavo. You can't.
So you would say twice?
Yes.
Regular Mincha?
Yes.
And then what would you do if you missed Erev Rosh Chodesh?
You say twice with the Alevi Yavo. That's actually more complicated. That's actually more complicated. Because there, I think we learned this once, but I don't remember. I think you don't say Yalav Yavo the second time, because Yalav Yavo, that's a big shaila in halacha. Is Yalav Yavo something that basically becomes part of Shmona Esrei,
Or is Yalav Yalav something that you're supposed to say, let's say, three times on Rosh Chodesh, and when you're supposed to say it in Shmona Esrei, in which case, basically, you already said it once, so you don't have to say it again. I can't remember what the halacha is over there. What happens if...
The case is one if you, on Motzei Rosh Chodesh...
There you definitely don't say Yalav.
The second question is, well, if you're on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and now you come into Rosh Chodesh because you forgot Erev, do you say on Rosh Chodesh twice?
Yalav Yalav.
For the
Midrash. Right. So I think you don't, because I think that... It depends on this. It depends if Yalav Yalav basically becomes part of Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. Is that how it works? In other words, on Rosh Chodesh, whenever you say Shmona Esrei, Yalav Yalav is part of it. Or is it... No, on Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yavo. And you say it in Shmona Esrei.
What if you miss Mikhan Shabbat, Erev Shabbat? You do two Maariv. You do the Shabbat Maariv.
Yeah. But that's because that's the Maariv for Shabbos.
It's different. What Shmona Esrei is for that. The question is whether Yalav Yavo is part of Shmona Esrei or not.
Yes, but,
no, it could be it's Tfilah the Eidin's separate from that inside.
So, but what Rav Shachter is getting at over here, by the way, though, is that the kavana is koveya the shame hatfila. So he says there is a precedent for the idea that kavana is koveya, that what you were thinking when you said the words is actually koveya, just as much as the words themselves. In other words, I can turn a shacharis into a mincha just by thinking about it. Now, we'll skip over this next part, even though it's really nice, because we don't have time. We'll skip over the next part, but if you turn the page over and you go to the next paragraph, he says, "Umi'at anir lafarish," right? The behan istapku ba gemara bebaya the patach bedechamra betsiyam bedeshichra the betfilas mona esrei shenusach kol tefilas shaveh behap shitalan. It's pashat of the gemara that when it comes to shmona esrei, where all the words are the same, the likuli alma kavanas agavra mispala kovas shmashel tefila that. Still, you can imprint your kavana on the tefillah and establish what it is. Aval b'shar brachos, shelakol bracha bracha yesh chasima miyuchedes v'shonek shelatzma, b'azeh nisapku b'gemara mayi kovat shma shel bracha. Maybe your kavana can only establish the character of a bracha in tefillah, because tefillah, it's the same words in all the tefillahs. In other words, I can turn a shacharis into a mincha because it's the same words for both. But what if there was some special word in mincha? They only said it mincha. Can I turn that into a shacharis just by thinking about it? So too, what if I have two different brachos? I have a hamotzi, or I have a hagefen, and I have a shahakol. Can I turn a hagefen into a shahakol just by thinking about it?
No, sorry,
or does it go away only by the words?
Do that.
You mean mincha, we have different words. That's true. He's gonna. If we get to the end, he actually gets to that, but I don't think we're going to get there. But his point is, we know that by tefillah you can turn a mariv into a mincha just by thinking about it. Right? That's what the Rashba established. That's what he claimed. But what about, can you turn a hagefen into a shahakol just by thinking about it? In other words, I made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shahakol nihyeh bedvara. But I had in mind when you said Baruch atah Hashem for hagefen. Does that make the bracha hagefen? Or does it remain shahakol? Do we go after the words or do we go after the bracha? She says, that's what the Gemara is wondering. That's what the Gemara wants to know. Mahu akoveyat shma shabracha. Vim av b'shar bracha neima shekavanas agavra mavarach b'shas yekar bracha. Even though in other brachos we say that the kavana matters. Da'inu b'shas amiras Hashem u'malchus. When I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's what's koveya. Im tia chashuva kibrachat shahakol o kibrachat brachay b'regafen. So I'll say that if we're going by kavana, then maybe we shouldn't be yotze. What might I say? I might say, well, let's take both, right? At the beginning, I had a kavana for a gefen. At the end, I had shahakol. So either way, let's get them both. Who said that we can't do that? The prima gadim at the beginning, who said you can't chap, you know, three different brachas at the beginning, right? So he says, odinei b'dashani shar brachos me'atfila, or maybe we'll say no, brachos are different. Brachos are different from tefila. The dafka b'tefila shekol tefila shavos benusach echad. Tefila, you have the same words for all the tefilos.
Hud be'inan. That's what you need to know what the kavanah of the person is. But shar brachos, shekol bracha yesh lachatima shoneh b'fnei atzma. Each one has a different bracha, different words. Ulay yosh lomar shesham habracha nikva me'elav. Maybe there we just go after the words. Your kavana doesn't matter over there because you have different words for each bracha. Oh, birchat bor pergefen, klomar shemikoch etzem achatima. You go after whatever the ending of the bracha is. And since it's an ibayat loyipshita, kaimelan de safik brachos lahakel, we're going to have to go safik brachos lahakel. And then he goes on and he says, we'll just say the rest of it outside, I think. He goes to the Prima Gadim, he says, now we can understand what he was talking about by Pokech Ivrim. And basically what he says is, we go with both, right? He says, if you meant to say Pokech Ivrim, and you ended up saying Zokef Kefufim, right? Or Matir Asrim. So then, is it good or is it not good? You meant to say Pokech Ivrim, and you ended up saying Zokef Kefufim. What did you end up saying?
If you go with the words, then it's okay.
Right? Dezeu gufai ba'isha b'gemar vazin l'kula. So we should go l'kula and you say that you said it. Right? Are we going to say that you said pokeach ivrim?
No.
No. You can't, right? Because you didn't. Right? You didn't make a proper bracha. You may want to say that, but you can't. Right? But you could say that, you could get away with saying zokef kufim, because even though you didn't have the kavanah, you had the bracha. So you're yotze. You definitely shouldn't say zokef kufim again. Achein b'niskavin lomar pokeach ivrim v'siyim v'amar zokef kufim u'pokeach ivrim. Then what are you going to do? What happens if you said both? You meant to say pokeach ivrim and you said zokef kufim u pokeach ivrim. What are you going to get?
You said neither
zokef kufim. Why do you say zokef kufim?
Why is that first?
No. But then you also said pokeach ivrim, though. You can't have both. So which one are you going to get?
That's it. You said go with your intention.
Then go with your intention. This is really the din ein chos mimishnayim, right? You can't have both. So now we have to decide. Be'ezah bracha yatzah. You can't say that let's just go with what he said. Why? Because he said both. So, mitoch gufa shel chatima, sharei chatam b'shnayim. V'kan dam imamish ledin ha-mitpal ha-shmonesher sheichol ha-tfilato la'alot l'shem tashlumen d'mincha o l'shem ma'ariv me'achar sheshetei ha-tfilot shavot b'nuschatan. So he said, there you go with the kavana. If you wanted to get all three, so we have to pick one. So which one are we going to pick? So he had no kavana. You can't go with kavana because he had kavana for all three. So he can't have all three. So he only gets one. So then we pick the first.
So words trump kavana.
What?
If he said one before.
What do you mean?
Let's say it's a kef kufim. Oh. He said them two twice again. So kef kufim, kef kufim. Did you say it counts for the second?
Why would he say that? Because we know that he didn't mean the first.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Did he say the first?
What?
Forgot that he said the first. He was asleep.
Right.
Words come to kavana. There's no way of figuring out words.
Yes. So he's saying words, at least, words trump kavana, especially when we can't figure out what the kavana is.
Okay. But if the words are neutral, then you can, his kavana can kavaya.
If you can't do anything with the words, then you kavaya with the kavana. So just to get to your point about Shabbos, in the next paragraph he gets there. He says, now we can also understand a different psak from the Magen Avraham on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham points out that it says in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, that let's say you started to say a tefillat chol on Shabbos. Right? You started to say a techonen. Right? That happens all the time. Right? Right? You started to say atachonen. That's already slach. That's already gone too far. Right? But let's say you caught yourself in atachonen already. You said atachonen, and then you realize what you were doing. What are you supposed to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Gomer ota bracha shenizkar bashata'a umatchil shol shabbat. You finish the bracha, you say bracha ta'ashem chonen adat. And then you go back to Shabbos. Why do you do that, by the way?
It's not
only that, it's all of them. You can even get all the way to Shomei HaTfilah, and you say Shomei HaTfilah, and then you go to Shabbos. Why?
Because the truth is that you're allowed to say those brachos on Shabbos. The fact that we don't say those brachos on Shabbos is a kula. Is Chazal said, we don't want to make you have to say 19 brachos on Shabbos, so we're going to make a shorter Shmoneh Esrei.
I thought we don't do Bakashot on Shabbat.
What?
I thought we don't do Bakashot on Shabbat.
That's true, but you theoretically could say these brachot. That's not the reason why they unenacted them. Because they're not, anyways, they're Bakashot for like the cloud.
Is that the same anyways. As Kilaz about 2.5 times the length of Shabbat as it is during the week? Because we don't want to say too many brachot during Shabbat.
That's like 4.5 hours.
So,
Something to think about.
Next time you're around. It's a long time. So he says, but wait a second. But if, when you said it, you thought that it was chol. You said, ata, and you were getting ready to say chonen, and then all of a sudden you caught yourself. Now what? Why is that important? How does Shabbos tefillah start? Friday night. Atakidashta. So you said atah, and you were getting ready to say chonen, and then all of a sudden, you saw somebody going like this, and you realized, wait, no, I should really be saying atakidashta. So what do you do then? Miyad shamar teva atah nizkar kodem shamar chonen. Havalei hitchil b'shol chol. What do you do? V'gomer oto bracha.
Just
on the Atah.
You're talking about the same Atah.
Avalim ayodeshu Shabbat. But if really, you know that it's Shabbos. Meaning, when he said Savor Shuchol, what he means to say is like, you mamish thought that. It's not like you were spacing out. You didn't realize it was Shabbos. But what happens if you realize that it's Shabbos? You know that it's Shabbos, you just spaced out. So you said Atah, and you were getting ready to say Chonen, and then you realized. So, אבל אם יודעשו שabbat ושלא בקבונה יתחיל תיבאתה, אפילו אם בתפילת שחרית שאינו פותחת בתה, and שחרית it's Yismach Moshe, אינו גומר ברכת התוכנן, דחשבינו לקטאה בתפילת שabbat בין זו לזו. In other words, the Magen Avraham totally qualifies this the Shulchan Aruch's psak. He says the Shulchan Aruch, when he said that atah chonen, he was only talking about where you really thought that it was chol, thought that it was a weekday. But if you really knew that it was Shabbos, you were just making a mistake, and you just started to say Atah Chonen out of habit, there, if you catch yourself before Chonen, you stop. And you say Atah Kidashta. Or Atah, Yismach Moshe. You do not finish the bracha.
You say Atah Chonen, then you're in.
Yeah. Like you say Yismach Moshe.
For the bracha.
Yeah. No. If you say, it sounds like, I don't even know why he makes the distinction. Chashmina leketad, v'fil Shabbos bein zilazu. You stop right where you are, and you don't finish the bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. He qualifies himself. So he says, I have to read this. I lost myself.
He's standing there in the fancy seat of four games next to you. I think it's...
So the Magen Avraham says... So the Magen Avraham says that that's according to Shitas Rashi. And he quotes also on Pesach, by the way. Im amar mekadesh haShabbos v'chazar batoch k'dei dibur yatsa. If on Pesach you say mekadesh haShabbat instead of mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, and toch k'dei dibur you go back and you say mekadesh haShabbat, you're yotzei acharei shu yodesh shu yom tov, because you know that it's yom tov, which means that your baruch atah Hashem was actually fine, right? Because if it wasn't fine, then maybe it wouldn't be okay. Vayin sham b'mangan Avraham derov haposkim sreli shava bishalo yadashu yom tov yatsa. Most of the poskim say that even if you didn't know it was yom tov, you're yotzei. Kevin sheniska v'chasam k'din, because you said the right ending. You're a chozer, toch kedei dibur. Agav. By the way, all these halachot that we're talking about, if you finish with the correct, if you do toch kedei dibur, the correct thing, then you're fine. So he says, in that case, that everybody thinks that it's okay. And also over here, lahalacha afilu kivin ledavar acher ein abacha nifsedet v'imkein imamar ba'arvis or mincha ata v'sover shehuchol. If it was mariv or mincha and you said ata, and even if you thought it was chol, omer ataki dashto ata echad. You don't even finish. That's what the Magen Avraham says over here. Delo mikre hatchala b'shal chol, Ela b'shachar shadibur gam kein shlo kolgen. He says the only time that you actually finish atachonen is in shachris, when you were supposed to be saying Yismach Moshe. The Magen Avraham says that if at night you say atah, you stop and you say atakidashta. Not like what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like. The only time you continue with chonen is in shachris, because then you really said the wrong thing.
Or
Musaf. Musaf is Tikanta Shabbat, right? Also Musaf.
I don't have a good question. If the guy thought that it was Monday morning and he's making his fine, there's no argument. That was his kavana, and he finishes the bracha, correct? Right? But if he just was on autopilot and he starts, if he says two words, right? Atachonen. He's not got any kavanah for the tefillah so much, or whatever. He's on autopilot, so can't. He's just said that it's not that it starts with Baruch Atah. And so if it starts like with,
but it's the words,
Kriyat Shema or whatever else, Baruch Atah, then it's making a bracha. But if it says Atachonen and there's no kavanah because he's on autopilot, so what? So stop and start again with what it's meant to be. The Atachonen had no meaning. The kavanah was not there. If the kavanah was there, then it would be the. You know, then you'd have to complete the bracha. That would be because you thought it was Monday morning. But you don't think it's Monday morning.
There was sufficient kavanah to make it start, to make it the beginning of the bracha, I think. Even if he's saying the wrong thing.
It's just autopilot. It's not
autopilot. But if we didn't have autopilot, then we're in trouble. If it doesn't count. I wanted to just finish this, so let's just try to finish it. He says, "Klomar da'af shilu amar b'di'avad." Even if b'di'avad hanusach shel atakidashto atarachad shel shachrit yatsa. So even if you said atakidashta or atarachad shachrit, why does he say shachrit? Did I copy that wrong? Atarachad is mincha.
Yeah.
I think that's what I meant to write. Mincha yatsa. Mikol makom kan shenizkar mikodem bavada yom ha'nusach shel Yismach Moshe l'shachrit u'ma sheyitchil ata lo yigmor ato nusach klal. V'im kein yafshar lanu likbua shetivat ata hayta hatchalat nusach tefila shel Shabbos. Kan bavada kavanas ha'mispar kavanas ha'shma shel tefila shehit hayta tefila chal. Right. So he's saying on Shabbos, like Michael was saying, on Shabbos, you have different words for each tefila, so you can actually use the words to be koveya what the shem hatefila is. So whereas, let's say, right, on Motzi Shabbos, Mincha and Maariv, they're the same. Your Mincha and your Maariv is going to be the same. So the only thing that you have to go on is your Kavana. But on Shabbos itself, you have the words. It's like different brachos, Birchas Ananin. So once you say Ata Echad, or Ata Chonein, or Ata Kidashta, you know already what davening you're doing, regardless of the Kavana. So he says, V'davka ba'arvis v'mincha sheitchil ata adayte dechol v'gamar v'amar atakidashto atayachad shayach lomar shazen yichlal b'yibaya deloib shadidigmar. Then you can say that that's going to be included in this sugya of questionable things from the Gemara. Shemitoch gamar shonesach abracha yeshom edemuchat mi'ilav shozatevas ata haytatchilas tefil Shabbos. You can go by the chasima, like the Gemara in the end, like we pass in the Gemara. But shachris, you can't. Shalem shichli gmor ima nusach ata ela amar nusach Yismach Moshe umimela iyev shalikbo et shem atchalas atfila shamar ata ela alpi kavanas agavra hamispalel v'ho v'hechil adayt etachol harei kruya etchalat tfila tchol v'dino shetzarech li gmor ato bracha da'atochonin v'achar kach chozel omer bracha Yismach Moshe. He says, according to the Magen Avraham, it makes sense. He says, in mincha or in mariv, you can say ata and then you can say kidashto or ata echad. Because you don't know what bracha he's making yet when he says ata. But in the morning in Shacharis, once he says ata, you know already that he means to say a bracha shel chol, not Yismach Moshe. So he has to finish the bracha, and then he goes to Yismach Moshe. Or at least he can't make it part of the subsequent bracha, right? That's what's really at stake here. We want to take that ata and attach it to the first bracha. We can't do that in Shacharis. So that's what Shachter. That's the first piece in the Shachter. He's pointing out that's one of the approaches that we can take to this whole sugya, that brachos can actually go by either one, right? That it can go by the words or it can go by the kavana, whichever one we can actually pull off, and that's how we explain the Vayde Leibshita. It kind of is left up in the air. We're not sure if brachos is supposed to go with kavana or if it's supposed to go with the chasima.
Words trump kavana.
Yeah, so we have to say that words trump kavana, trump the kavana with regards to at least safik brachos the hakel, yeah. Right? That we can use the words to trump the that.
Shka. Yeah.
I have to.
Giddy.